This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station. It's time for the Klang Valley's biggest conversation, Talk Back on the Evening Edition, only on BFM 89.9.
And a good evening to you. I'm Ezra Zayed.
I'm Caroline O.
It, of course, is Talk Back Tuesday.
It is. It is. You were wondering what day it was, weren't you?
I know, but it feels like we're at the end of the week. But in fact, we're just at the beginning. It's fine.
We've just kicked off.
Folks, we're asking you about banning cell phones, mobile phones in schools. What do you think about it? 03-771-09000. You can text us at 016-201-9000. Tweet us at BFM Radio. We're asking you, should mobile phones or cell phones be banned in schools? Now, here's the backstory. The use of cell phones should be banned in schools, so says the National Union of the Teaching Profession, NUTP. And this is to help curb the recordings of bullying among students. Now, there was a report by the Sun Daily yesterday. NUTP President Hashim Adnan said a stop must be put to cell phones used as a recording device to record bullying incidents involving students, which later then shared on social media platforms.
Yeah, so these bullying videos resurfaced last year. There was one in June, schoolgirl in Perak who was beaten up by several female schoolmates. This was all over Facebook, and police actually looked into the matter. It resulted in three students being expelled, I believe, from the school November last year. There was another one. This video went viral. It was nine boys in a dormitory. They were lining up for their assailants, which were the seniors, by the way, who then beat them helplessly. Now, this video, I believe, at the time was viewed something like 10,000 times. It was shared something like 8,000 times.
Right, and so given that backdrop, is that enough to warrant a ban on cell phones in schools? What about the security aspect that comes with a child owning a mobile phone for the parents to keep in touch? A vote is currently being done by the Ministry of Education through its website, but we'd like to conduct a bit of a survey here, right here on Talk Back this evening. Tell us what you think. Should cell phones be banned in schools? Caroline, what do you feel about this issue?
Well, I think the premise for this proposed ban is somewhat misguided. What should be stopped is the bullying, not the recording of the bullying.
Ding, ding, ding. 10 points for you, Caroline, for what is that thing called? Yes, common sense.
And, you know, perhaps rules and guidelines are necessary if you want to bring cell phones into the school. Certainly, you shouldn't put a stop to the recording of. These things are finally going out in public, and yes, it's going viral on Facebook, but it's forcing you to do something about it.
No, this is the thing. The recording of these incidents are usually done by friends of the perpetrators, and they are recording it for a different purpose altogether. They're recording it to further shame this person, perhaps to further create humiliation on social media. Right. But what it does is that by having this recording, it first shows that these incidents do exist. And if it does exist, where do they exist? And who is involved? And ideally, it puts a greater onus, a greater pressure on the relevant authorities to take action against those who are doing this type of bullying, because it is absolutely horrible. And, I mean, I don't think of myself as somebody who feels very squeamish about things, but every time I see these videos being shared on Facebook and you just hear the trash talking, I mean, everybody's been to high school perhaps at one point in time and seen this at the corner of their eye, and a lot of us have been guilty of just shielding away and just moving on. And when you see these kind of incidents, it's really, really regrettable, it's disheartening, it's very, very sad, and it's a powerful image, seeing, like, you know, kids being so helpless, being beaten up wherever it is, in toilets and dormitories. And, you know, as you mentioned, Caroline, you know, it's bullying that needs to be stopped, not mobile phones.
And it moves it away from, like you said, you know, it's something that you try to move away from. But when it is encapsulated in a video, it moves it away from the whole mythical, oh, you know, I heard students were beating each other up. You know, it's a real thing. And authorities or school, you know, those in school cannot run away with it. It forces you to be accountable. Raj says it's good to have cell phones, a good tool for whistleblowing and for safety as well.
And so this is the best part. By the National Union of the Teaching Profession, President Hashim Adnan goes on to say, and he was quoted by Brito Haran yesterday, quote, even with the current ban, there's still such cases happening. It is possible that it could go rampant if the gadgets are allowed to be used in schools.
So what are we worried about here?
It's not, I mean, the rationale there is ridiculous, but, you know, maybe I'm just alone on this. Tell me what you think about this. 03-771-09000. Text us at 016-201-9000. sounds and tweet us at BFM Radio. The question is, should cell phones be banned in schools to, I guess, prevent further bullying from taking place? Who knows what they mean? 03-771-09000. Text us at 016-201-9000. Tweet us at BFM Radio. It's Talk Back, folks. Some music for you. Oxford Comma by Vampire Weekend. Right here on BFM 89.9.
Tweet us at BFM Radio. Text 016-201-9000 or talk to us on 03-771-9000. Talk Back on BFM 89.9.
It's Talk Back here with Caroline and Ezra, and this evening we're asking you, should cell phones or mobile phones be banned in schools? And this is the assertion made by NUTP president when it comes to the concern of how bullying has been on the rise, and these recordings have been on the rise, and as a means to stop bullying, mobile phones should be banned.
Yeah, so this is a suggestion from the teachers union, and you would have heard Ezra and myself say a little earlier that this is something that we're not necessarily for. We think it's a good idea to have phones in school. But of course, we may also be out of touch with the situation, considering we don't have school-going children.
That is a point.
And you know, it's not something that we necessarily, think about in that sense. You know, you don't think about it in the full spectrum. So we'd love to hear from you. Tell us what you think, whether or not it's important for your child to have a cell phone in school, especially when it comes to safety, for example.
And what do you think about the NUTP president's stand that a stop must be put to cell phones being used as a recording device to record bullying incidents? Do you agree with that? 03-771-09000. You can text us at 016-209000. Tweet us at BFM Radio. Our first call of the day is Leonard. Hi, Leonard.
Hi, Leonard.
Hi, good evening. What are you?
Good evening.
Yeah, thanks for holding the line.
It's just mind-boggling to me how these bureaucrats can come up with such inane statements. I was quite speechless when I heard that. So let's just, because the incident of where the 9 boys were bullied by their seniors.
Mm-hmm.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but I remember in that incident, it actually happened months before the video went viral.
Okay.
And it and the case was actually that there was some report made, but it was closed because the parents did not want to press charges and so on. But because it went viral, the police reopened the case and took action.
Sure. Yeah.
So to say that the handphones or recording two handphones is the cause of this bullying is just inane. It's ridiculous. But so sidestepping this old stupid statement, whether children should be having handphones in school, I would say yes, especially in the cities.
Mm-hmm.
What do you call?
Is it a safety factor that
yes,
concerns you?
Safety factor, because sometimes when you may be in KL and your child studying in a school in PJ, and you're caught in a jam, and you might be 1 hour, 2 hour delayed. So at least you are in touch and you can tell the child, okay, go with your friend to a house and we pick you up from there. Or if even a transporter is delayed, you're always in touch. But of course, there must be rules to say that you cannot use that from the time the bell rings to the end of the day.
Right.
You can't use in class.
But whether or not it's feasible to implement something like this. So say you have a school of 600 children, that's 600 cell phones, right? I mean, it is going to be a little bit difficult for teachers who already have so many responsibilities on their plate to then walk around to ensure that each student is adhering to the rules.
If they put it in silent and they do it quietly under the desk, nobody can catch them. But the thing is, if they are disrupting the class, they're not paying attention, then it should be a penalty system. You know, you get the parents called up to the school, you ban them for 1 week, or if they do it, repeat it 3 times, then you ban them for the year, something like that. But
okay.
I think in KL, especially in the city, with the jams and the floods and everything, without a handphone connection to your child, it is a nightmare.
Fair enough. Fair enough. Thank you very much for that, Leonard. And I think, you know what, this is very true. Parents are late a lot of the time, and sometimes it is traffic. And, you know, if I go back to my school days, and this was, I must say, a very, very long time ago, and I'm sure the situation has changed, but, you know, I had something like one or two cell phones. What were they? Pay phones.
Pay phones.
I can't even remember what they're called.
So, kids, pay phones are basically these devices that were not mobile, and you would put, is it coins, Caroline? You put coins in.
Stuck to the wall.
Stuck to the wall. And usually when you pick up the receiver, you'd usually have, you know, chewing gum or bubble gum on either side of it.
If it was working or if there was a receiver attached to it. So a lot of the time, these phones in schools, you know, there would be a long line or it wouldn't be working at all. So from what I remember, that was my school going experience. And if you need to get in touch with your child, that certainly is not an efficient way.
Yeah, well, things have changed. You know, when you're talking about having mobile phones or cell phones in the position of school students, there have been instances in other countries, in other jurisdictions, where basically there would be an opportunity for kids to put it in their lockers and it would be locked up. And so
has that changed? Do we have lockers in school?
I don't know.
These days?
I'm not sure what the locker situation is in school, but of course you folks can call us and tell us what it is like at the moment. 0377109000. You can text us at 0162019000 and tweet us at BFM Radio. We're asking you whether you agree that a stop must be put to handphones being used as a recording device to record bullying incidents involving students. Do you agree with that statement? Should cell phones be banned in schools as a result?
Yeah, and what impact do you think banning cell phones will have on bullying? Because that's where this whole conversation is stemming from. They're saying that they don't want these recordings to go viral, and it's because of the bullying situation, although that doesn't really make sense when you work it out. Also, some suggestions on how cell phones can be incorporated into school life. You know, for example, Leonard a little earlier said some sort of ban in place, whether it's a locker system. Any suggestions, you let us know.
You can tweet us at BFM Radio. We've received a couple of tweets already. There's a tweet here that says, shouldn't schools focus on removing bullying rather than phones? Elsewhere, phones have been used in newer teaching methods. And that's an interesting development as well. I mean, I think there are a lot of classrooms and teachers who have essentially embraced technology and said, well, how do we incorporate this so that it doesn't become a further distraction among students? Also, of course, there's another tweet that goes on to say, I don't see how taking away cell phones would cease or stop bullying. Tell us what you think. 0377109000. You can text us at 0162019000 and tweet us at BFM Radio.
So a couple of texts that have come in. Jeremy says, the teaching fraternities have always frowned upon the use of cell phones in schools. This is just used as a catalyst. The phone is also used for porn distribution, amongst others. Allow for simple phones only and not smart ones. And I suppose, you know, with smartphones or with phones in school, in general, comes with, you know, a host of other problems that sometimes, you know, we don't necessarily think about. So Jeremy brought that to our attention. Porn on phones, and it's not something that you can stop a kid from doing.
That is true.
Unless and they don't have that device.
Yeah, we've got to have sort of deal with that and one moment at a time. But, you know, what's really interesting about this issue is that there is, you know, some sort of feedback taking place on the Ministry of Education website. That's moe.gov.my. You can actually go onto that website and give some sort of indication as to whether you agree with it. And on this poll, it asks whether the suggestion to allow students to bring in cell phones to schools, there are two options, agree and disagree. And at the moment, agree is 30.93% and disagree is at 69.07%.
So disagree with the ban?
That's right. They disagree with the notion that students are allowed to be bringing their cell phones to school.
They disagree with the notion. Hang on, I'm just a little bit confused here. So they disagree with the
fact that kids should be allowed to bring cell phones to schools.
Okay, all right. So, you know,
that's a lot more than I expected.
It is a lot more than I expected. But then again, who is on that website? We have to think about it.
Sure. Yeah.
You know,
I mean, to be fair, moe.gov.my is it number three on my top three sites to go to on the entire internet? No, it's number four. Sorry, it's number four.
So you might not even get to that. A message that came in, BFM listeners, says, this is absurd. It's like asking people to stop calling the police to lower down the crime rate.
Let's go on. Text us at 0162 09 9000. Tweet us at BFM Radio. Call us at 0377 10 9000. We've got our next caller, Matthew, is on the line. Hi, Matthew.
Hi. Hi, good evening.
Good evening. Tell us what you think.
Yes. So basically, I just graduated like a few years ago, and basically what my school had was this locker system.
Mm-hmm.
So basically this locker system, they would have lockers for rent in the prefect's room, and you could bring your phone to school provided that during school hours your phones would be inside the lockers. Mm-hmm. So that after that you could use it after school to call your parents or whatsoever, arrange for transport.
Ah. I think that and it was effective.
Yeah, it was pretty much effective, but I mean, you will have students who don't abide to the rules and still bring their phones. I mean,
right. Of course, and that comes down to enforcement. What about what our listener said a little earlier about the distribution of, say, porn?
Uh huh. As far as I know, in my school, it wasn't that it wasn't that rampant, as you would say. But mostly, it would just be students having their phone to like. Going on social media sites.
And just chatting and things like that.
Yeah, just chatting and things like that, basically.
All right, that's great. Thank you very much for that. 0377109000 number to call. Natalie says, we're just too good at living in denial. So what does this mean? No videos equals no bullies. Why are we trying so hard to hide things instead of solving the problems?
Camille is on the line. Hi, Camille. Tell us what you think about banning cell phones in schools in the hope that it will curb bullying. What do you think about that?
Hello. Okay, I think there are two separate issues here. One is the influences of bullying. The other one is actually banning of cell phones.
Yep.
So I think don't confuse the two.
Oh, we're not confusing the two, yeah. But the NUTP president is, and so that's he's making that correlation.
Right. I think it's a stupid statement anyway.
Right.
To me, first, you have to actually check whether any of these influences of bullying is very rampant, whatever you want. Number two, to actually ban handphones, it must be for other reasons rather than posting because it's recording the bullying incidences. And I want to make a call as well. I think banning students from having handphones is one story, but I notice also even teachers, you know, freely use handphones during classes.
Should we ban teachers from bringing cell phones to school?
Not to ban them to bring, but I think they should respect the class, you know, if there's any calls or whatever. They shouldn't be answering or texting while listening.
Is that a problem? Is that a problem? I mean, does that happen?
Is that happening right now? Do you know, Camille?
I think it is.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yes. Right, so I think the president of NUTP should go himself to the school and actually...
That's about it, right? Clean up your own backyard first.
Yes.
Well, thank you very much for the revelation coming. I mean, it's an interesting thought. I don't know why I hadn't thought about it because I just gave enough benefit of the doubt that teachers, surely you're not answering phone calls by the bank officer during the day.
Or
during
texting during class.
Oh, gosh, that's a frightening thought. If, in fact, it does happen. And according to Camille, it does. Tell us what you think. 0377109000 is the number to call. Should cell phones be banned in schools as a means to curb bullying? What do you think about it? Ahmad is on the line. Hi, Ahmad.
Hi, how are you both?
I'm doing
very
well,
good, thank you.
Your thoughts?
Okay, just to be brief, I think there are two issues here. One is the banning of cell phones, as you've spoken about. I think the reason that the NTUC president came up with is just ridiculous. It actually contradicts why the phones should be banned in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
So let's not talk about that.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing is, there are two issues about banning phones in schools in the first place. One is, there are two types of school. One is the day school where you go in the morning and then you go back home in the evenings. And the other one is the boarding type one. And I think it's a little bit too much to ban these devices in boarding schools.
Okay.
Yeah, because the children are there all the time and they need to keep in touch with the family. After school, that's fine. I think it's quite important for them these days to keep in touch with family anyway.
Right.
Yeah. But I think that there should be some regulations that should be fully enforced that prevents everyone from using their mobiles during lessons. This also applies for the day school, and you know, before and after is fine. But of course, the downside to it is that why phones were originally banned from being brought to schools in the first place many years ago was because you don't want a disparity in classes. That's something I have one.
As to who has a cell phone and who doesn't. All right, thank you very much for that, Ahmed. We're just going to rush to our next caller before the 6:30 news. Terence is on the line. Hi, Terence.
Yes, hi.
Your thoughts on
very quickly, what do you think?
I think that two issues, basically in the sense that discipline, you need to tell the children, the kids that they, somebody has already said this, that they can't use it during school, and also you just allow them to bring the mobile phones instead of the smartphones.
Yeah.
So that if the issue is that because the smartphone can take video, then bring a stupid phone. So that the they can use the smartphone to take the video for bullying.
Right, okay. That suggestion is going around quite a bit. So they're saying don't bring smartphones because regular phones will not have, say, recording facilities, for example. But the impact that that has on bullying is something that we need to consider.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, whoever has smartphones or regular cell phones, I mean, the point of the issue right now, at least the correlation that the NUTP president is making is that, you know, if you take away these cell phones, bullying is not going to exist. I mean, it just doesn't make sense. But tell me what you think. 03771009000 is the number to call. You can text us at 0162019000. Tweet us at BFM Radio. Should cell phones be banned in schools, and will that have an impact on bullying as well? It's Talk Back Tuesday. Nadia Aziz has the news. BFM 89.9.
Hey, you. Yes, you in the car. Yes, you. I'm talking to you. It's time for Talk Back. So, hands-free car kits at the ready? Yes? Good. Let's Talk Back on BFM 89.9.
He's always full of energy, isn't he? Let's talk back, he says.
You're with Caroline and Ezra. 03771 09000. Text us at 0162019000 and tweet us at BFM Radio. It's Talk Back Tuesday. We're asking you, should cell phones be banned in schools to curb the spread of bullying videos? Tell us what you think. And of course, a lot of people have been reminding us, as one tweet goes on to say, callers keep on reminding it's two separate issues at hand. Bullying is wrong. Using phones in classes is wrong. But this is where it is. The NUTP president, the National Union of the Teaching Profession, president goes on to say that, you know, a stop must be put to cell phones as a recording device when it comes to bullying and students in schools.
Now, you're probably wondering why those two separate issues are being tied together. Well, the rationale behind that, according to the Teachers Union, is the fact that bullying is being recorded on phones and then it's being uploaded on Facebook and these videos then go viral.
Yep.
So what the proposal is to ban cell phones so that this stops happening.
0377 10 9000 is the number to call. We're going to move on to our next caller. Ahmad is on the line. Hi, Ahmad.
Hi, I'm Ahmad from Kampung Baru.
Hi, Ahmad.
Hi, Ahmad.
Yeah, my thoughts is very simple. I agree completely with the guy from NUTP. NUTP. You know why? Because banning is a very popular method in Malaysia. So I agree. And to up the ante or to take this further, I think we need to ban kids from schools.
You want to ban kids? Forget the cell phones, just ban kids from schools completely, right?
So that,
yeah.
So that bullying won't happen.
I'm not sure whether there'll still be bullying among teachers, but there'll be no bullying among students.
Right.
That's great.
That's my thought.
Thank you very much, Ahmad.
Ahmad from Kampung Baru.
You know, it's an out-of-the-box thinking that sometimes we lack.
But Ahmad has it in spades.
No, the best part was, you know, here we are, he's saying, you know, NUTP president saying, you know, let's just ban cell phones and bullying won't happen.
Yeah.
And Ahmad just goes one step further. That's right. Ban kids from going to school.
Ban kids all together. All right, some messages that came in. Chris says, now, bullying and means of communications are different topics. Why are they tying them up together? Why do we allow people to come up with smart statements? They should enforce discipline instead for both bullying and misuse of phones. Shall we suggest these for them? Are we thinking for them? Please save Malaysia. Thank you, Chris.
There's also sort of that thought about, you know, thinking about, you know, bullying as a whole. And there's a tweet here that says, bullies are mostly attention seekers. When the video goes viral, it's a form of satisfaction for them. No cell phones at school, please. And that was a tweet by Shalani. And that's interesting because, I mean, looking at the vantage point of the perpetrators who are conducting these bullying, because there is that element of satisfaction. Look, here's a show of power of what I did in the first instance, but I can replicate that feeling of hurt and shame and humiliation towards another person multifolds through social media. And that's where that tweet was coming from.
And perhaps if you give the teachers' union benefit of the doubt, that might be what they're thinking of.
Oh, you know, and I'm giving them all of that benefit because I think that's what they're thinking, that, you know, sharing you know, these videos continues the hurt and pain. But I think we got to nip it in the bud because recording these incidents shows to say that they do exist. As you mentioned earlier, it's not hearsay that this is what happened and this is what happened. It provides solid evidence of what happened.
Yeah, nip it in the bud. What are we nipping in the bud exactly? Is it the bullying or is it the recording?
Yeah, 03-771-09000 is the number to call. Victor is on the line. Hi, Victor.
Hi, good evening.
Good evening.
Okay, there is a scientific saying that correlation does not imply causation.
Mm-hmm.
So just because a person become the president of this NUTP does not make the person a smart one.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So as to the this whether mobile phones should be banned, my personal experience is my daughter gets her this phone confiscated by the school and retained for 6 months. Then since then, she did not use a phone in school. So I would prefer her to bring the phone to school simply because of the safety issues so that I can get in touch with her.
Mm-hmm. Victor, what do you think about this whole phenomenon of videos being uploaded on social media, which causes to shame the victims even more? I mean, maybe certainly that's a huge concern when we're looking at this issue.
My idea is to get hold of all these bullies and then ask them what they think about their action and then upload this into this social media.
Right, okay, Victor. Thank you very much for that call, Victor. It's Talk Back Tuesday. Call us at 03-771-09000. Text us at 016-201-9000. Tweet us at BFM Radio.
Unless, of course, you've had your cell phone taken away from you.
Oh, that could be the case. tell us what you think about this issue, whether cell phones should be banned in schools to curb the spread of bullying videos. We'll be right back after these messages. BFM 89.9.
Can you imagine waking up in a new condo in Pantai Central Park, KL, and it's yours, all yours? Can you imagine owning the iPhone 6 and it's yours, all yours? Sign up for or spend with CIMB Bank or CIMB Islamic Products and you stand to win one of three condos or 103 units of iPhone 6. To find out more, visit cimbbank.com.my or cimbislamic.com. Campaign ends 28 February 2015. Terms and conditions apply.
They say the best things in life are free. Get news, data and analytics, stock watch lists, stock alerts and stock of the day all for free at The Edge Markets. Make better decisions today and visit www.theedgemarkets.com.
03-771-09000 to Talk Back. BFM 89.9.
You're with Caroline and Ezra. We're asking you, should cell phones be banned in schools to stop the spread of bullying videos? Tell us what you think. Annie's on the line. Hi, Annie.
Oh, we've lost Annie.
Very violent moment there on my eardrums. Annie, do give us a call back at 03-771-09000. Tell you, those sound effects bullied my ears.
All right, let's just move on.
Mr. Teo is on the line. Hi, Mr. Teo.
Ezra, it's you. Clearing the room is what's happening. A message came in saying banning cell phones won't stop bullying. It'll remove the ability to have videographic evidence of bullying.
There you go. You know what's really interesting about this statement is that, you know, the NUTP president, you know, I wonder whether he's making this statement with the support of his union or maybe a majority support. I'm not sure. It'd be quite interesting to find out in the next few days when it comes to this issue. Tell us what you think about this.
Well, I would imagine that if it is coming from the president, then it is the voice of the teachers union. You will have to assume that at some point.
Absolutely. Right? Yeah, 03-771-09000 is the number to call. Should cell phones be banned in schools to stop the spread of bullying videos? Jude is on the line. Hi, Jude.
Hi. Good evening.
Good evening.
Evening.
Okay, I believe it's two separate issues again. One is basically the handphone, and the other one to stop bullying. So basically, if you group two together, it actually complicates the issue.
That's right.
Yeah, one is should children, you should take it separately, should children be allowed to have handphones in school? Now, I believe that basically they should not, because basically it's a discipline problem. You're supposed to have your children studying, so these devices should not be allowed. It should be kept with them or kept with the teacher at all times and then released when they wish to go back home, all right?
Okay.
So basically, it's a communicative device. Now, when you use a communicative device to actually upload videos of bullying and any other things, then it becomes a device. Now, I would ask you a question. Would you ban knives just because somebody stabbed a person? It's a device. So basically, you don't go to that extreme, same as a handphone. The main problem is basically the discipline, all right? Whether the device is being used or abused is all in the hands of the user. So it is a discipline problem where basically these people or these children or school children need to be disciplined, educated.
But Jude, I understand the focus on the banning of cell phones, but how about the abuse of people who are bullying people? I mean, surely that also plays a significant role in this discussion.
All right. Basically, it involves all parties, inclusive of the children, their parents, the school, the educators, the victim. It's not just one party uploading. It's a whole bunch of people, actually, which is actually connected to each other.
Right. So are you for or against having cell phones in schools?
I'm against. That is one separate issue.
Right.
Yeah. And then for it to be uploaded as a... uploaded for bullying and taking videos and all of that. Of course, definitely not. Nobody would agree to that. But the thing is, I'm looking beyond that. I'm looking at the discipline. I'm looking at...
But are you for the recording of these incidents and they're not going to be uploaded to social media, but they're going to be forwarded to the headmaster or the relevant parents or the police authorities? Are you for that?
Okay, it depends. Okay, if it is the victim is being recorded by somebody which is a third party who noticed there was a bullying and this guy had evidence, all right, that would be a very good case for the headmaster or the relevant authorities to pursue. Without that evidence, anybody can deny. It's a hearsay, isn't it?
Yeah, but I'm just thinking in schools, it's students that populate that place. So I'm not sure who do you think is actually going to be recording this incident of bullying when students are not allowed to have cell phones in schools.
Correct. So basically, if they don't have cell phones in school, the main thing is there won't be any cases of bullying.
But you just said earlier that you were not for having cell phones in school. So how do you reconcile that?
No, actually, if you don't have cell phones in school, it's good because you concentrate. But they never had cell phones in school in the old days, isn't it?
Yeah, but we're in 2015 now, so, I'm not worried about what happened in the old days.
But that's where the problem comes in, because when you open it up to all of these cell phones and all, then you have the discipline problem, you have problem of bullying. How was bullying treated in the old days? You have to look at that.
Thank you very much for your call, Jude. We're moving on to our next caller.
I must say, though, congratulations on me. I was very confused.
No, I mean, it's fine to... Everybody's calling in saying it's all separate issues. Yeah, I get that. But we're conflating the issue because it was a statement made by the NUTB president.
Mm-hmm.
It's nice to say that you don't want bullying to happen. It's nice to say that you want bullying to be recorded. Mm-hmm. But you can't have, your cake and eat it when you don't have the device to record these
incidents.
Right,
so what he was saying was record the incidents, but don't bring the cell phones to school.
Yeah, and I was just trying to ask the caller whether he had a position to stand on. Apparently not. Moving on to our next caller, Annie's on the line. Hi, Annie.
Yeah, hi. I would like to hazard a guess on how to link the point between bullying and the use of smartphones. And to me, my guess is that the NUTP doesn't want the bullying cases to be out in the open, so hence, they want to keep it under the carpet while having mobile phones for good and bad about it. The bullying is most often than not to get exposed, and then these perpetrators are acted upon, they don't get caught free. So there are good things about it. So for me, that might be the only reason why the NUTP is suggesting such a ridiculous link between the two. It's only to protect their reputation, the fact that the school doesn't do enough, perhaps, you know, to protect children from being bullied. But as for me, I send my children to international school.
Mm-hmm.
So they are allowed to bring the phone to school,
okay.
But they are not allowed to use the phone at all during classes,
sure.
During school time.
Yeah.
So by 2:30, they can switch it on, and that's it. And, you know, severe penalty, the parents will be called in if they do use their phone during class.
And Annie, just sort of to try to gain further insight on this issue of bullying, I mean, do you know what bullying is like, for example, in your child's school, in international school? Is it something that is not talked about? Is it swept under the carpet? Or is it something that's been addressed in PTA meetings, perhaps?
Not that I've heard of in the how many years that they've been going to the same school.
Okay.
Yeah, but, you know, but for me, you know, when my eldest one was kind of bullied, when, you know, years back when he was in primary school, what I did with my husband, we went to school and we spoke with the headmaster. This was government school.
Okay.
And, you know, we asked the headmaster to take up the issue, but we didn't go directly to the supposedly, you know, another kid who supposedly bullied my kid.
You went through the proper channels so that an investigation could be done.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, thank you very much for that, Annie. We're going to move on to our next caller. Wong is on the line. Hi, Wong.
Yeah, hello.
Hi.
Good evening.
Yeah, good evening.
What do you think?
Am I on the air now?
You are on air.
Yes, you are on the air, yes.
All right, okay. Actually, I disagree with the ban for the usage. Of course, during the class time, students should not use access to the phone, but they can collect it later after the class finished. I think this thing has been, I think in every other country they have the same problem, and we should be more progressive. So we can't ban it for another 10 years, can we?
Yeah, it's an important point. But on this issue of, you know, there was actually a poll on the Education Ministry website. It goes on to say, do you agree with the proposal to allow students to bring cell phones to school? 30.93% agree with that. 69.07% agree with that. Disagree with that, rather. Are you surprised at that sort of number?
We don't know the methods or how to...
Sure, absolutely. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Of course, we can... Again, present different type of figures, so different segment of the society, they will have a different response. So what's the population of the study of the population study, we don't know.
Right, of course, and we don't know as well who's logging on to those...
The MOE website, moe.gov.my.
I do wonder.
That's the website you want to go to.
There's a tweet from a Shalan who says, bullies are mostly attention seekers. When their videos go viral, it's a form of satisfaction for them. So no cell phones at school, please.
We're going to move on to our next caller. Farik is on the line. Hi, Farik.
Hi, Farik. Good evening. My thought is that, well, I'm really conservative and I wasn't really, really not a fan of children having phones
cell
phones
in school.
Young age. I mean, look at the future, I mean, the culture that they're going to bring. So I don't really think they should bring handphones, but regarding to safety, let's just look back, you know. In the past, we have one of those phones that, you know, you don't have any media pictures.
All
you can do is just texting and call. So just bring those phones. I mean, ban smartphones, and you can only bring those kind of phones. I mean, back in my days, I used to bring my phone, and I have nothing to do with internet. I just use it to call my parents, pick me up.
So, do you think that's a feasible idea that, you know, not to bring smartphones to schools but regular cell phones with the purpose of taking phone calls and sending text messages would be permissible? Would that be a solution that you see working?
I mean, let's say for bullying, I don't think banning smartphones is going to work. I mean, bullying has been from before smartphones or cell phones was created. I mean, every school has some delinquents, you know.
No, I understand, but I guess with the advent of the video element, now you can actually take action upon it.
About the bullying. I mean, it's gonna decrease it later. I mean, decrease the influence of violence, but I don't think it's gonna stop. I mean,
Well, I'll take decreasing any day. We're going to move on to our next caller. Sylvan is on the line. Hi, Sylvan.
Well, I'll take decreasing
any day. Hi, will you turn your radio off, please?
Hello?
Sylvan, is your radio off?
Yes, I've off the radio already.
All right. Your thoughts on the situation?
All right. I'm actually against the banning of the cell phone.
Okay, tell us why.
Because technology is there, and we can't deny that. That is one. Number two is it is also a form of deterrent, because when it's recorded, people get caught. That's the other reason. And in the end, it is still the attitude of the education system is the problem. It is not bullying or anything else. If we do not tackle this, then forever we will have subject matter relating to education, whether it's bullying or any form of other topics.
And do you think that bullying is being addressed enough in schools right now, be it high school, boarding schools? What do you think about that?
I think it is being addressed, but the problem is currently parents are now interfering not in the way they were interfering during my time. During my time, if let's say I was told, I mean, the teacher were to call my parent, the first thing they will do is punish me before even asking what is the reason. But currently, it's the opposite of that. Even the child is wrong, they will defend to the teeth, you know.
Yeah, well, I suppose parenting philosophies is going to be a little bit hard for us to determine, you know, what's right and what's wrong. And I think, to a degree, parents have to respond slightly differently in the environment today. There are a lot more things to be dealing with.
Absolutely. I mean, we've heard that a lot this evening. Well, back in my day, you know, we didn't have these kind of problems with cell phones and stuff. But I mean,
nice, Ezra, nice.
No, but we're dealing with a real topic that's happening in 2015 right now, where kids are being bullied, and how are we going to address that? I mean, is the solution just banning cell phones? Is it that simplistic? Tell us what you think. 03-771-09000. Text us at 016-201-9000 and tweet us at BFM Radio. Aslan, Mrs. Chung, and Lim, please hold the lines. We'll be right back after the news. But first, some messages from our sponsors, BFM 89.9.
It's time for the Klang Valley's biggest conversation. Talk back on the Evening Edition. Only on BFM 89.9.
Good evening. You're with Caroline O and Ezra Zayed. It's Top Back Tuesday. We're asking you, should cell phones be banned in schools to stop the spread of bullying videos? We've had a host of callers, a whole host of texts and tweets. Keep them coming. We're going to move on to our next caller. Aslan, thanks for holding the line.
Hi.
Hi. Good evening, Ezra, Caroline.
Good evening.
I would go against the handphone in schools as number one, we can't avoid most of these devices today have the capability to record images, and these images that are recorded will be damaging to the ones bullied, or even possibly worse comes to worse, rape. You know, instead, CCTVs are widely available today. Have them. As for communication, you know, we still have pay phones at school, and there is the office telephone where children could use to communicate with the parents.
So, Asan, just so that we're clear, your opinion in terms of capturing incidences of bullying instead of cell phones used by students, you would prefer CCTV being installed in schools?
Yes, in that way, I mean, because we couldn't stop things from going viral, and it's damaging to that person.
Oh, absolutely. I agree with you on that point.
And having CCTVs, at least there's a form of containment where, you know, the authorities of the school to at least keep this as a matter of secrecy and...
Absolutely, yeah. I think my only concern there lies in, the cost of, implementing CCTVs in, 10,000-odd schools in the country.
Well, the cost would be one thing, but whether or not schools are very good at being accountable, because we don't see many reports of bullying, although we hear about it, there's no hard evidence, or there hasn't been, until these viral videos came out.
I can share with you, in my schooling days, there's been a lot of bully cases, and so far, as to my knowledge, none has gone unattended to.
Mm-hmm.
It's a matter of the school being stringent and being attentive towards the student, and the teachers being alert, towards the student's changes and tackling them. I mean, if you see a change in a student, and you can immediately see if there's a victim of a bully, and you be able to understand the situation and probably catch this incident straight-handed. Even the, I mean, when CCTVs were not there, there were thousands of cases caught still and being hand-tackled.
No, I agree with that point, and I think thank you very much, Aslan, for sharing that point of view. But I think you were perhaps, you know, quite fortunate to be in a school where, you know, teachers were pucker and were very eager to sort of clamp down on issues of bullying. There are lots of schools that are going through all sorts of different incidents, and it seems at the moment the transparency provided by these recording devices and the images. And I'm with you that I don't wish for these videos to be shared up online, because it does give that sense of power and authority to the perpetrator. How do we address this, you know, moving forward?
Right? Yeah, and also the level of confidence that parents would have in the educational institution. Are you comfortable with the teachers and how they're paying attention to their students? I mean, the environment today, the sad reality is we get more complaints. We hear more complaints than we do praise.
And whether those complaints are being addressed.
Very quickly, some messages in. So the same ones along this vein that says, think about the victim, please. It's extremely unpleasant having your own abuse plastered all across the internet on video, with or without a smartphone. Bullying will happen. Without a smartphone, there's no recollection of the incident on hard copy. Bullying is painful. We should avoid video recordings of it. I think, you know, it's agreed. And you can't downplay how traumatizing it must and can be for the victim. But if bullies aren't made accountable, then one thing to remember is that more kids will then be at risk of suffering the same pain.
Well, let's also keep in mind this one important point. I mean, when it comes to sharing the video multiple and hundreds and thousands of times, you know, we have to remember that the person who uploaded first, more often than not, they're the perpetrators of violence in that instance. Mm-hmm. People who are sharing it thereafter are trying to create awareness about this issue, and I think there lies in the distinction about people's consent. And I'm all for that in terms of, you know, being very, very concerned about the shame and the feeling of hurt and humiliation that the victims have to go through. But when it comes to this issue, you know, how do you sort of address it meaningfully? Because we're concerned about how people are addressing it in schools.
And is it fair to these victims to say, suffer for the greater good?
Right, absolutely. 03-771-09000 is the number to call. Raju is on the line. Hi, Raju.
Hi, good evening.
Good evening.
Okay, first of all, I think it's really confusing to lump both the issues together, but I disagree in totality with the entire thing. First of all, I think that handphones should not be banned in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's 2015, for convenience and all that, yeah, it should be allowed in school, but just like everything else, it needs to be regulated.
Okay.
Certain limits and rules should be in place. For example, you can only use it at certain hours, probably after schooling hours, for example.
Right.
Yeah. And okay, beyond that, in the issue of bullying, recording bullying should be banned. I totally disagree. As long as you're not using your phone within the restricted hours, I think it's fair to record bullying. Take road bullying, for example. And quite not too long ago, there was this recording of this road bully.
Yeah, the Kiki incident with the old gentleman. Yeah.
So do you think justice was served at the end of the day because of this recording?
Perhaps justice will not serve, but certainly the awareness of these incidents has increased, and people will be thinking twice about doing and repeating such methods, right?
Yeah, exactly. So the creating awareness is there. Yeah, I mean, even for the road bully victim, he was very happy that awareness was created in this instance.
All right, thank you very much for that call, Raju. We really appreciate it. We're going to move on to our next caller. Mrs. Chung is on the line. Hi, Mrs. Chung.
Hi.
Hi.
Tell us what you think.
On the line already?
Yes, you're on air.
sorry. Okay, because I was listening.
It's all right. Tell us what you think.
Okay, I try to cut it short because I got so many points I want to say. First of all, of course, this one is a two totally different topic, and I'm totally against of banning handphones in the school. If given the choice, even though I don't have any kids at the moment, I would like to use the, because one of the main functions for handphone is actually because of the GPS tracking. If given the choice, I would actually want to use this, want to embed this GPS chip into my kid's body. It makes sense.
If you had a choice, that's what you would do, would you?
Yes, of course. So also another thing is, like what you say, now it's already 2015. So handphone is so multitasking that it's basically another form of communication tool with our kids. It's unlike those days 20, 30 years ago, you have to rely on the fixed phone. This is one thing. So second thing is what I see over here for this bullying issue, we can see from two different perspectives, two different angles. So most of the time what I see is if let's say you go and study those bullying cases, it's either because the kids, they are coming from what kind of family background, maybe the parents, the relatives, the family members have this kind of traits, okay?
Right.
It's either being bullied or the one who bullies people. So what I can see that you see the kids, the small children, they open from the adult. So you see most of the time every day in the newspaper what we see, what we show to our kids, we have a lot of the adult, every day there's so many bullying cases. It could be road bullying, it could be
But Mrs. Chang, if you don't mind me sort of cutting you off very quickly, I mean, right now the discussion is whether a video recording used by cell phones in schools would be an effective tool to raise the awareness with regards to these incidents. I mean, do you think that's an effective tool in schools?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Because nowadays a lot of people don't have confidence in our legal system already. That's why I think this is another alternative to expose this kind of incident through the social media, because we can see that it's either the one who bully people who upload into the social media, or the bystander, the schoolmate who happened to witness the whole thing, they are the one who uploaded into the social media so that they can create the attention and draw the attention from the society.
Yeah, thank you,
Mrs. Chang.
Thank you, Mrs. Chang.
Yeah, and be careful when you're reversing that. I mean, this is talking about points and reversing is very, very dangerous. I'm going to move on to our next caller right after these messages. Stay tuned to BFM 89.9.
Get in touch right now. Call 03-77-10-9000. Text 01620-19000 or tweet us at BFM Radio. This is Talkback on BFM 89.9.
Here with Caroline and Ezra, have been asking, should cell phones be banned in schools to stop the spread of bullying videos? We're going to move on to our next caller. Amar has been holding on the line. Hi there.
Hello, guys.
Hi Amar.
Thanks for holding the line.
Holding.
No problem.
And tell us what you think about this issue.
Yeah. First of all, I would like to point out that I don't really quite understand the topic, because I don't really see the correlation between having phones at school and bullying.
Yes, indeed. A lot of people are pointing out the fact that they're two separate issues.
Yes.
But now, the reason why it's two separate issues, people are making that way, but the NUTP President Hashim Adnan, NUTP National Union of the Teaching Profession, has said that a stop must be put to cell phones being used as a recording device to record bullying incidences involving students. And so that's why this discussion has taken place.
Well, you can't really do that, actually, because, I mean, we have come to a point, we will come to a point when everyone needs a phone, or everyone has a phone, for matter. And in any case, having a recording device at your hand to record anything would only help, you know, to identify the perpetrators. So I don't see any problem of, in this case, having phones at school.
Yeah, you'd be surprised. Yeah. But yeah, I get your point.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, because I've heard, like, people discussing about this. In my mind, I was thinking, well, what is the issue, really? I mean, is it bringing phones to school, or is it like, you know, stopping bullying altogether?
Well, I think it's twofold. I think a lot of people perhaps are conservative or quite hesitant about kids having cell phones in schools, but they would like bullying or the awareness of these incidents to magically disappear. And I've been making the point that you can't have your cake and eat it. If you want to create awareness about bullying bullying incidents in school, there's no more powerful and effective tool than the cell phone right now.
Exactly. I mean, I totally agree with you. I mean, like I said, it only helps when you have the evidences in visual images that, you know, those perpetrators are actually, you know, conducting all this bullying at school.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it will only help, and I think it's against, to a certain extent, human rights to carry phones or carry recording devices wherever they want to. I mean we have to assess back our society in general, whether, you know, there is a need for children in this for them to carry around phones. But I think we will come to a point where, you know, children themselves one day would own a phone each.
Yep.
So I don't see any use of banning those devices at school, apart from, you know, you can put some regulations at school like we do with adults at libraries and stuff. And we places that we are barred from using phones, right?
Yep.
So we can apply the same thing to the children.
Yeah, and technology is just going to become more pervasive, I think, as we go on. So better management, perhaps.
And I guess adapt to the times as well. Thank you very much for your call, Amar, and for staying on the line for so long. We're going to move on to our next caller. Ron is on the line. Hi, Ron.
Hi. I would say back in school, for myself specifically, there was never cell phones. But anyone who actually says bullying is something that can go reported and can goes reported most times in any school is absurd, because I know I was a victim of bullying. Mm-hmm. And I felt that that sometimes you just had to suck it up and then keep it to yourself. However, I was lucky enough not to actually get physically abused. And that was something that to me was good. However, if you consider it from an adult perspective, Ezra, if someone came in and hit you, all right, like that, that's technically assault, all right? And wouldn't you want someone to have evidence of that happening? And you know, that would be a crime that would have to be dealt with.
Yeah, I'd like to, of course.
And the only reason why we are not doing it is because they're kids. The punishment has to be less severe. However, the incidents themselves have to be recorded, have to be...
I don't think it's the only reason we're doing it, because they're kids. I mean, there is an emotional value attached to it, and in that it traumatizes the victim as well. To have this go viral, to have so many people view what happened to you.
I definitely accept that. However, I would say one thing to retract that. As a kid, we might feel emotionless or powerless to be able to make a difference. And sometimes, you know, even though we might not necessarily see it as an option, it is actually, you know, by putting it out in the open, it does at least put to light that fact. And it can put these kids, once you know that this is happening to your child, you can then take corrective measures to sort of counsel the child, to work with the child, but also to work with the bullies to have this fixed. Most times, they don't go reported, and the physical or the mental trauma that the kids go through aren't actually even reported, or nor is it actually taken into account. So, you know, despite whatever we might argue, it does happen, it will happen, as much as we might try to fight bullying, it is still going on. And at least if there is some kind of evidence to it, as much as it might cause trauma, to be honest, you getting beaten up by someone will cause you trauma whether or not.
Right,
you
know, and basically it helps address the process and the incident straight away. Thank you very much for your call, Ron. I'm going to move on to our final two callers. Calvin is on the line. Hi, Calvin.
Hi.
Hi, tell us what you think.
Can I brief the whole sum the whole thing up?
Yeah, sure.
The phone itself is not... Having a phone is nothing wrong. I don't think we should ban the phone.
Mm-hmm.
Because for the parent side, it's a safety reason. It's for tracking the kids, to know where about the kids and to contact the kids. That's
mm-hmm.
fine. But if to ban it, I don't think it serves the purpose, because if you can see, most of the bullying is done, you just don't see the time. But even though you lock it up, you keep it away from during school time. But most of the time, the bullying happens after the school.
Mm-hmm.
Then they have the phone. So it makes no difference when they have the phone. Right.
Yep.
So and two, for the MUTV to use this as an excuse just to stop whatever evidence or so-called videotaping or recording or the face of any music, I think it's wrong, because it's just one of the very small gap that they see now to face any consequences or demand from the parents when things bullying is happening.
All right, thank you very much for that, Calvin. I guess asking for, you know, greater transparency when these things occur. Final call of the day, Rizal is on the line. Hi, Rizal.
Hello.
Hi. Tell us what you think.
about, can you catch me up to speed a bit?
Well, basically we have a situation here where there's been a call by the NUTP president, the National Union of Teaching Profession, asking for cell phones to be banned in schools, and the rationale behind it is to stop the spread of bullying videos. So what do you think about that?
I think they're separate cases.
You would like to think so, but yes.
Yeah, but I agree with banning cell phones, but not for bullying.
All right, you agree with banning cell phones. Let's start with that. Tell us why.
When I was in school, which is not too long ago, it was only like 5 years ago when I finished Form 5, there was a debate about this, whether we should let people bring cell phones to school.
And the takeaway?
And the takeaway was that it's rather dangerous because, to be frank, there are a lot of delinquents. Delinquency is a thing, and one of the fears was, in case there was ever a fight, that the use of the cell phone would be, let me call my gang. But that's
right.
Related to bullying.
Mm-hmm.
My take on it is I'm rather skeptical about the ban of cell phones, because when I was in school, one of the key words I would always hear is image scholar, or reputation of the school, the image of the school. So I feel like banning this cell phones is just a way to stop, like, the continuous...
Stop the school from looking bad.
Basically.
All right, thank you very much for that, Rizal. We've run out of time, but Caroline, you've got a whole bunch of text and tweets.
Yeah, I'm just going to pick up a couple to end with. This one, I'm for cell phones. As a parent, I've even asked my child to voice record a teacher who's been bullying her for months mentally because she challenges that teacher. I think you should encourage photo and video journalism. Have a club, even. Gunn says, if there's no bullying, there won't be videos. Stop bullying. It's not an issue then.
All right, folks, hope you enjoyed the program. We've been talking about whether the proposal makes sense of banning cell phones to be banned in schools in the hopes they would stop the spread of bullying videos. If you miss any part of this program, you can download the podcast at www.bfm.my. Here's my favorite track of the week from Eden by Hozier right here on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9. The Business Station.